South Africa is mourning the death of veteran politician and anti-apartheid activist Moseoa Lekota, who has died at the age of 77. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. A key figure in the struggle against apartheid, Lekota was imprisoned on Robben Island alongside former President Nelson Mandela for his activism against white minority rule. After the advent of democracy in 1994, Lekota became one of South Africa's longest-serving cabinet ministers, heading the defense ministry from 1998 to 2008. He also served as chairperson of the ruling ANC for a decade and was the first premier of the newly established Free State province. In 2008, following the ousting of former President Thabo Mbeki, Lekota broke away from the ANC citing concerns over governance and mounting corruption allegations within the party. He went on to co-found the Congress of the People, COPE, alongside former ANC leader Mphazima Shilawa, both of whom were close allies of Mbeki. COPE initially performed strongly, securing 30 parliamentary seats in the 2000 and 9 general elections. However, internal leadership disputes and declining electoral support saw the party lose ground over time, and by the 2024 elections it no longer held representation in parliament. COPE said Lekota died after a period of illness. Last August, he stepped back from public life due to health concerns and was receiving treatment for an undisclosed condition. President Cyril Ramaphosa paid tribute to Lekota as a freedom fighter and servant of the people, describing his life as one marked by resilience, courage and steadfast belief in justice. Nicknamed Terror for his football skills in his youth, Lekota spent much of his life in politics. He was first detained in 1974 under the Apartheid-era Terrorism Act and later became a leader in the United Democratic Front, UDF, a broad coalition of groups opposing racial segregation. He was among those charged in the landmark Damas treason trial in the 1980s. Although convicted along with 10 others, the sentences were later overturned on appeal. Former Finance Minister Trevor Manuel, a longtime friend and fellow UDF leader, described Lekota as an amazing human being whose commitment to justice ran deep. Speaking to local radio, Manuel said he had visited a very ill Lekota in intensive care 2 weeks ago, adding that he had fought a brave and long battle. Lekota's death marks the passing of one of the generation of leaders who helped steer South Africa from apartheid into democracy. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.